Welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. It is it's a warm one already. It's 80 degrees out there, so and we're going to get up to about the mid-90s today. And so be sure to stay cool out there, especially tomorrow. It's supposed to be really, really hot. So joining us in studio this morning, as she is every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce in studio. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. It's a nice drive over again. I came the back way.
Came out on Sunflower. Yeah, it's because I guess they're still working on 10th. Although that's the way I took the other day, just because I was like, I want to try this way. And it definitely is more scenic, that is for sure.
It is. It's a beautiful drive.
Absolutely. So we are going to go ahead and get it started, though. Lots of things going on in Independence. So we'll go ahead and kick it off the way we do pretty much every week, talking about the recycling and communication beautification project.
That's right. So as always, Tuesday is recycling. So you can drop off your recyclables from 11 to 1 every Tuesday at the Sanitation Yard, 21st and Maple. And you can always drop them off on the first Saturday of the month. However, this first Saturday will be the 4th of July. So we will not be having recycling this Saturday. It will be the following Saturday. So everyone can bump that up a week and we will see them later on in the month of July. And then also every Tuesday from 11 to 1 and every Thursday from 8 to 2, the City of Independence is now taking in debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items at the Sanitation Yard. So it's, again, one more way, in addition to doing the right thing with recycling, to keep our community cleaned up and looking nice. So if you find that you have something, you know, in your house, in your garage, something that you're needing to get rid of, please take advantage of those opportunities, because in many communities, you have to pay to dump all those things off, and Independence is offering that for free. So again, every Tuesday from 11 to 1 is recycling, and you can drop off items. And then every Thursday from 8 to 2 will be when you can drop off those items that I mentioned, those large items. And then a reminder to please start separating your ones and twos for plastics. Those are the only plastics that we're able to take. We take our plastics to Fredonia, and those are the only ones they accept. So please separate those plastics.
All right, and a pretty big event coming up here on Thursday, and it'll be a candidate forum for multiple offices.
That's right. It is Thursday, but it's going to be July 16th. So you've got a little bit to plan for that.
I didn't
that.
Mean and this. My bad.
That's all right. But we need to say that because we need questions. In order to have a candidate forum, we've got to have some really great questions. So that's why I wanted to visit with you about it this morning. So it is a primary election, and it's just weeks away. So it's important that everyone educates yourself before you go to the polls on Tuesday, August the 4th. The Independence Chamber of Commerce and the Women for Kansas are co-sponsoring this candidate forum, and it will be moderated by our superintendent of schools, Rusty Arnold. And as I mentioned, the forum will be Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Civic Center. It'll start at 6 p.m., and we just want everyone to submit questions to our email address. So here it is, chamber@indkschamber.org. Or you can give us a call at the chamber office, 331-1890. You can Facebook message us. But please send in your questions. So there will be the candidates are running for state senate will be there. And that will be Senator Dan Goddard, and Virgil Peck is running against him. And then also the individuals for Montgomery County Sheriff. So it would be Sheriff Ron Wade and Chris Williams. And then Montgomery County Commission, the race will be between Commissioner Larry McManus and Nick McCollum. So three great races. And we encourage everyone again to attend and watch it on live stream if you're not able to attend or choose not to. And then submit your questions to chamber@indkschamber.org. Or again, give us a call at 331-1890.
So again, that's Thursday, July 16th. Not this Thursday, a couple of weeks from now. I guess I was just getting ahead of myself. So now also another event coming up on Saturday, July 25th will be the Autorama Car Show.
That's right. So July 25th, that weekend is going to be a busy weekend in Independence. We're going to be having some activities regarding the sesquicentennial. That's the 150th anniversary of our community. So I'll be talking about that probably next week when we kick off July. We'll be talking about all of the events. But I'm going to give you a heads up about the Autorama, because you need to be getting ready for it. It does require pre-registration. So this car show is in support of the 100th anniversary of the Professional Building, a beautiful building in downtown Independence owned by Terry Scott. And he's having the Autorama car show. There's going to be only one category, best of show. It's Saturday, July 25th from 10 to 1 in downtown Independence. Entry fees only $10. You do need to pre-register. So give Terry a call at 330-2238 and get those cars out. Dust them off, wash them off, polish them up, and bring them downtown for a fun car show.
Make them shine them all up, make them look really, really good. And something that's happening every Saturday, and you said this has been a very successful event going on every Saturday, is the Farmers Market at the new location. It sounds like that the new location has been very, very popular, and it's been a success so far.
That's right. So after, you know, a few more weeks, we don't have to say new location, because it'll just be our regular location. Mm-hmm. And some might think that the farmers market won't happen this weekend because of the holiday, and that's just not the case. Our farmers have produce and things coming out of the garden, and they need to get them to the market. So please make sure that you carve out some time to go to the farmers market this weekend. As always, it will be from 7:30 to 10:30 in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. So grab a cup of coffee and head out to the market. They will have, as always, I mean, they have a large variety of vegetables. I know that tomatoes are going to be ready, and possibly some cucumbers, things like that are coming out of the garden. Wines, a local vineyard brings their wines to the market, smoked cheeses, lots of baked goods, amazing breads and cinnamon rolls, and all kinds of baked goods are available, and lots of craft items as well. So there's bath salts, there's lotions, there's candles and jellies and woodworking, birdhouses, all kinds of things down at the market. So be sure and check that out. And one way to keep up to date on what's happening at the market is to like their Facebook page, Independence Farmers Market, and you'll be able to know the latest and the greatest as far as what's happening at the farmers market.
All right. So again, that's every Saturday from 7:30 to 10:30 at Chestnut and 8th Street. Also, something else you want to discuss was the census. As I don't know if you have the numbers on those right now, but the census is still currently going on right now. So you can still register and get your name in there. So.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And I don't have the numbers. Maybe next week I'll get those numbers.
Okay.
We're having our friendly little competition among the cities in the county, and I'll get those and we'll report back. But we just really need to remember, if you have not filled out your census, to please do so. It's important that you fill it out now more than ever. You can visit www.kansascounts.org and get in and fill out that survey. I think you and I talked months ago that, you know, it takes less than 10 minutes, very easy to fill out. And it's very important, because for every household that is missed, we're losing over $47,000.
That's a lot.
It's a big chunk of money that, that we lose when we don't have our households fill out the survey. So please do that.
Well, I remember the last numbers, it was Indy and Cherryville were pretty close. They were separated by like 0.2%, I think. So Cherryville and Indy were definitely right there, basically neck and neck, the last numbers that we saw. So again, be sure, again, like you said, less than 10 minutes. I think it took me like 5-6 minutes. It doesn't take that much time out of your day. Here's another thing that I think everybody always looks forward to, is the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo. And there's also something going on this weekend in conjunction with the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo as well.
That's right. So the zoo is open from 9 to 7 every day. And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, the Train Carousel Miniature Golf along with the Snack Shack are open as well. So Thursday and Friday, it's open from 11 to 1, and then later on in the evening from 6 to 8:30. And then Saturdays and Sundays, it's open from 1 to 8:30. So there's no shooting off of fireworks out in the park and the zoo, but they changed the ordinance last year, so that's the ordinance. But if you're out enjoying, you know, the 4th of July, you have family in town, go out to the park and the zoo. It's going to be great, nice day, and an opportunity to, again, ride the train carousel and play miniature golf. I think all three of those things you can do for like $2.55. So, hey, did you play Glow Golf?
Yes, did Glow Golf last Friday. It was lots of fun, so I definitely had a good time.
And they'll be doing that again on the 4th Friday of July, so mark your calendar for that. Glow Golf is always a great time in Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo. And then you did mention that we have something special. So I will say that tonight we have Mid-Continent Band. Mm-hmm. They play every Tuesday evening in the band shell at 7 o'clock. And you can bring the entire family out to the park to enjoy the concert. Plenty of room to socially distance, plenty of grassy area to lay out a blanket and sit with your family, plenty of room to bring your own lawn chair and sit with your family. So no concerns there. It's an open-air experience, and enjoy a beautiful night of music. Jan Rogers will conduct tonight. It's just a variety of music. They will actually be playing some selections from Wicked. So I love that music. So I look forward to attending this evening. And then, as you mentioned, something special will be happening on the 4th of July regarding Mid-Continent Band. So Mid-Continent Band will have a special playing of music on the 4th of July. They will play at their regular time at 7 o'clock. But they have also commissioned a commemorative piece that has been composed by high school graduate Braden Smith. And this piece was inspired by the historic buildings in our downtown as Independence celebrates, you know, its 150th celebration of our community. So it's going to be a cool night, because not only is it going to be a great night of music, probably some patriotic music mixed in there, you know, on the 4th of July, but it's a way to weave in the sesquicentennial and kind of kick off the celebration of our 150th anniversary, because we're going to be celebrating for the next 12 months. The 4th of July celebration is really kicking off the 150th, and then next year on the 4th of July 2021, we will wrap up our 12 months of celebrating. So what a better way to celebrate than celebrating on the 4th of July and celebrating an amazing youth that graduated from IHS, is doing great things in college, and just crazy talented to be able to commission a piece. I mean, can you imagine being 19 years old and writing a piece for a full band to perform?
The closest I did that, I wrote a piece for tuba, and it was basically four measures long. So definitely not an entire piece of music. That's incredible. That's a lot of talent right there, though.
I know. So shout out to Braden Smith, and we just look forward to enjoying his incredible talent as the Mid-Continent Band plays this commissioned piece on the 4th of July. And again, they play on Tuesdays at 7, and they will play on the 4th of July at 7. And speaking of the 4th of July, I'll just go right into, you know, after a full day of fun with the family, shooting off fireworks, to enjoy, you know, 2020 and independence. There's going to be our 4th of July fireworks spectacular that will kick off at 9:30 in the evening. You can also tune in to Indy 102.9 for some special synchronized music during the display. And we definitely want to shout out to our signature sponsors this year, the City of Independence and Mike and Karen Thompson, who together are making this fireworks display available to our community. So I encourage everyone in the county to come and enjoy it. You know, someone's going to say, we don't want that many people and we don't want to get together like that. And I am not advocating for that. I am saying that these fireworks are going to be high in the sky. So bring your family, find a location in the community. There's lots of parking lots available. Just pull your car in, maybe pop out some lawn chairs with your family, sit in your own front yard if you have, you know, if you don't have a lot of trees blocking your view, find a special place in the community. There's lots of high spots. So again, we're not going to let COVID stop our 4th of July, because you should be able to adequately social distance. You should be able to stay with your family, those that you feel safe with. Put on those masks. Mm-hmm. Do what you need to do to stay healthy and enjoy the 4th of July.
Absolutely. And of course, the masks, you know, that comes in on this Friday. So that'll be on top of that.
You know, and let's talk about the masks for just a minute. So here's the deal with the masks. You know, I just encourage everyone to look at it through this lens that it's when I wear my mask, you know, I'm protecting you. And when you're wearing your mask, you're protecting me. We've heard that being said. Really be mindful of that, that we're all encouraged to just do the right thing. They are a pain. That is, there's no question about that. I don't like wearing one. They're hot. They fog up your glasses. They're not fun at all. But unfortunately, we're in this together and we all have to do the right thing. And, you know, I just encourage everyone to put your political views aside and really look at it as doing what's right for the health and the welfare of all of us. And if we do the right thing and we control this, then our economy does not take the hit that it took back when we had to shut down businesses and shelter in place and do those things that, you know, we had to do months ago. Personally, do not want to go back to that. I want to do whatever I can right now to slow the spread and to do the right thing. So I have always been doing, you know, try to put my mask on when I'm out and about and around people. And so I just really encourage everyone to, I know I've read on social media, there's, you know, so many opinions about it to just look at it through the lens of let's do what's right for the health of all of our, you know, all of our citizens and those that we're surrounded by. So
absolutely. It's, you know, it could be a little bit of an inconvenience, but again, it's better than the alternative shutting everything back down, which again, that's kind of the time everybody wants to forget about. weren't good times.
And you know, there's also those conversations around, you know, the flu and comparing the two. And you know, my sister is a COVID survivor and she was sick for 18 days, very sick, and is still, you know, she still has some troubles with her lungs. You know, she's still in the healing process. And so, you know, while she was young and able to overcome that, it took her down. She was sick for a long time. And so what I'm thinking of is, you know, you can get the flu and you can get over it and you can get COVID and potentially get over it, but I don't want it. I don't even want to try it, you know? So I really enjoy being around people who are putting on their mask to help take care of me and prevent me from getting it, because there are so many people that are asymptomatic, we don't know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why take the chance? Let's just put the masks on and protect each other and cross our fingers that we get a vaccination soon.
Absolutely. So hopefully we get the vaccination soon. But again, you know, that's going to be mandatory now going out pretty much on Friday. Well, getting back to some of the events going on, well, there's also the Little House on the Prairie that is also still going, that is now open.
That's right. So I always like to mention that because it is something fun and affordable to do. Right now, admission to get onto the prairie is just $3, $1 for the kids. They're open Monday through Sunday, and Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5. And in addition to the one-room replica of the log cabin is a schoolhouse. There's a post office, a gift store there. They even have some mules and donkeys for the kids to pet, a picnic area so you can, you know, make some food or grab some food before you leave town to head out to the prairie and have a picnic on the prairie. Lots of open space. Again, it's a great way to, you know, have a little mini vacay and get out and do something fun and different and not be worried about being around maybe large groups of people. For more information, you can call 620-289-4238. And then also, I will be... I'll just give you a little shout out that they're going to have a special event in August. And so you can just go ahead and plug that into your calendar. Saturday, August the 1st, from 12 to 5 on the prairie, they will be having Carrie's birthday party and celebrating mm-hmm. Carrie Ingalls. So as you know, Charles and Caroline and Mary and Laura were all on the prairie in Independence, but Carrie was born on the prairie. So that's why we will be celebrating her birthday party. And again, it's kind of save the date. That's Saturday, August the 1st from 12 to 5. And it will be free that day. So
hey, there we go.
Fun stuff.
Absolutely. That's the best price of all. And also with the temperature starting to heat up here in Southeast Kansas. What better way than to go to the Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center?
That's right. So the pool is open, and encourage everyone to get out and enjoy some fun in the sun. They are open. I'm trying to find my flyer. The admission to be able to get in is $4. They have family nights on Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7. It's only $5 on family nights. And then also they have, I believe, some half-price days. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, so that would be today, from 4 to 6, the tail end of the evening, you can get in for half price. So if you're just wanting to swim for a few hours and maybe you can catch some time, after work, that would be a very affordable way to enjoy the aquatic center. So if you have questions, you can call them at 577-5113. And then the hotline that talks about all their hours of operation, the hotline is 577-5085.
All right. So be sure to get on over there and check that out. And here's the other thing. We're really wanting to push this because it's going to be the season opener for the Kansas Airstrip Attack.
That's right. And I want to give everybody a little bit of information regarding that. So it's still ready to go. Everything is green lighted and nothing has changed except that they're encouraging everyone to bring your own chairs and your tents out. They are not going to have bleachers the way that they had planned because of social distancing. So they are using the space to allow families to be able to put their chairs and tables and tents together so that they can enjoy it, again, in a safe environment. These people are coming in from California and all over, but the event planners are from the California area, and they know full well about taking COVID precautions, and they are very aware of that, and they want to do the right thing. So these guys are on top of their game, and they're just, again, they're not bringing in the bleachers. So everyone remember to, when you come out, that you want to bring your own chairs, your own tents. They're going to actually let you park inside the event so that you'll have less distance to carry your stuff in, and there will be food trucks out there, lots of vendors. So there's going to be barbecue and tacos and hamburgers and funnel cakes and snow cones and all kinds of things. So make sure you get your tickets today, and you can go to Shift Sector. You can go to Kansas Airstrip Attack, and you can also check out Get Independence. All those Facebook pages have links to be able to purchase tickets. If you have questions, you can give us a call at the chamber office. But ticket sales are going well. The entries into the race are going well. Lots of swanky cars. I was watching some of their Facebook posts yesterday and on Shift Sector, and so they've got some. There's one in particular, fast Porsche, that's lined up to be able to race.
Oh,
so
here we go.
It's going to be a fun time, so make sure you get your tickets. Again, Independence residents, you had a special coupon code inside your water bill, so I hope you found it, and you can get 25% off of your tickets. So get those tickets today, and we'll see you at Airstrip Attack.
Absolutely. That's going to be a lot of fun. And coming up just this Saturday, it's going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday. So, hey, it's fast approaching. So definitely excited about that. So, Lisa, if anybody has any questions about any of these events or any other questions about something else, how can they get a hold of you?
At 331-1890, or they can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence, or they can check out our website.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are going to start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this warm Tuesday morning.